Where's all the leaders? Come out of hiding. Where's all the teachers?
Hello, my name is Marlene.
We need
and I'd like
you
to welcome
now,
you to Vegan Nation.
Now.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. Manifesting a paradigm of peace, liberation, justice, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm thrilled and honored that we are joined by Julie and Marlon Gibson Sarek. A fascinating individual. We'll be discussing many topics, including his newly released poetry book, This Thing Called Love. I would like to read from the page about the poet, quote, J.M. G.S. was born on February 10th, 1965, and raised on a beautiful island in the West Indies called Trinidad. The sister islands of Trinidad and Tobago are the southernmost islands in the Caribbean chain. And on a clear day, one can see Venezuela off the coast of Columbus Bay in Trinidad. This is all he seeks, the freedom to be his authentic self, to revel in the joy and privilege of life itself, to establish loving relationships, to work through and survive tough times, and to leave this realm in a better state than before he got here. JMGS tries his best to practice ahimsa, but he's not always successful because, alas, he is human first. The cover of his book, This Thing Called Love, that monogram artwork was by his talented niece, Tanisha Isaacs. Julian is also the co-owner of Super Fit Gym in Florida. He is the co-owner, along with his wife, Yvonne Gibson Sarrett. For Julian, as co-owner of a personal wellness consultation business called Superfit Enterprises Incorporated, Julian has a unique perspective as a business owner and a natural health consultant. He also holds a certificate in plant-based nutrition from E. Cornell. Julian is also 100% vegan. Welcome, Julian, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much, Marlene, for doing this interview with me. I really appreciate it. And great to always talking with you.
Thank you. And congratulations on your wonderful poetry book, This Thing Called Love.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's really been a labor of love. It's like giving birth.
Yes.
So it turned out as well as it has.
Well, I'd love to hear about This Thing Called Love.
I mean, it's pretty much my experience with this world, what I see, how I'm really literally a witness, and I'm writing down and taking notes and paying close attention, you know, and just trying to be present, which sometimes is difficult with all of these little distractions that happen to us in our lives. You know, we tend to go off on these little tangents, but just being present. And I found that another thing that helps me in terms of the writing is when I take my feelings really literally, when I take myself out of a situation and put myself into another person's place, it gives me a much deeper perspective, you know?
Yes. I also appreciated and really liked reading the reviews by friends and family and other vegan activists. That was phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, I felt that it was important to put their thoughts at the beginning of the book, you know, just so that people who are coming new to the book and reading it for the first time can get a feeling, an idea of how other people responded to it and what they got out of it and how emotionally they felt when they actually read the words and the poetry.
Well, I would love to start out hearing your poem, Forevery.
Yeah, I mean, that poem, oh my goodness. It was one of those poems that, just a little bit of background on it, that came out without much editing. You know, where you just sit down and you just go. Sometimes I'll go back and edit. Most times I don't. But with this poem, it just kind of flowed. So I said, you know what? As it's coming to me, I'm going to write it down and I'm going to keep it exactly as it is. I'm not going to change anything. So Here is for every. I'll just make the note again. For this poem, it was one of these poems that flowed. I didn't edit. I just wrote it down as it came to me from the universe, and here it goes. For every. She will take thousands of us. For every leather-backed turtle executed while returning from laying her eggs, innocently carving her path back to the ocean, she will take thousands of us. For every dolphin pod strong netted in the cove, blood gushing like as how streams flow into the sea, she will take thousands of us. For every form of feathered fowl packed and stacked, one on top the other, bearing countless eggs and chicks to ultimate death, she will take thousands of us. For every hunted soul blasted from their families, their skins draped, their heads mounted, displayed as your prideful trophies, she will take thousands of us. For every exotic being ripped from their natural homes, their horns, flesh, and secretions falsely branded as desirable elixirs, she will take thousands of us. For every cow, pig, sheep, and goat slaughtered and harvested like crops, disguised, then packaged as nutritious while we cite ancestral traditions, she will take thousands of us. For every sentient being made to feel less than, often placed as footholds via some lofty hierarchical ideal, she will take thousands of us. For every destructive moment spent corrupting the sound of foundations upon which sustenance relies, Mother Earth is keeping score, shadowing, saving thousands of others. Yeah, I get a little emotional reading that one. Hi. But I mean, in a nutshell, that poem sums up everything that I have observed from humans. You know, how we seem to think that we are the top of this hierarchy when we are not at the top of the hierarchy. And in fact, we have to be respectful of all life, all living beings, and their right to live their lives in peace and to raise their families in peace without having to worry about if they're going to make it through the day, you know. I have these really strong views on it. As part of my business, you know, we counsel people on nutrition, and we only advocate for a plant-based diet because that's, to me, is the most nutritious, sound, viable way for us to live healthy and viable lives. Very simple to me. Eat of the earth, you know. Don't eat the poor sentient beings that are here living with us. We're supposed to be sharing this, but this world has enough for everyone to thrive. But we find ourselves being very greedy, selfish, and self-absorbed, you know, and not thinking in terms of, okay, maybe that life wants to, you know, thrive as well. You know, it's to me a very simple thing.
For every. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Julian Marlon Gibson Sarrett.
JMGS, right?
Yes.
Yeah, JMGS. Right.
Oh, so beautiful.
I'll tell you what, Marlene, though. I mean, reading them, it really does, it takes an emotional toll. You know, I had a very soft book launch a couple of Sundays ago. And I needed 2 days to recover emotionally from reading the poetry. Because, you know, once you express it and you kind of let it out, it's cathartic. That's the best word I can use. It really is cathartic. It's liberating. I'm able to get my thoughts and my feelings across. There's many like-minded people who, you know, couldn't find the words to express how they were feeling, and they're finding it in the poetry. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. Yes. It's remarkable that you have this beautiful, powerful, higher consciousness and this sensitivity and this love, this unconditional love. And yet, seeing you, you are like totally built and rocking with your powerlifting, your personal training in your gym,
yeah.
The SuperFit gym. So it's just, It's just so beautiful to see that all.
That I'm not just about lifting weights and exercise, and you know, that I can talk about other things other than repetitions and sets and weights. You know, I think it surprises folks when they speak with me, you know, because they see me first as the athlete and they don't see me as an intellect or somebody who is introspective or, you know, is actually analyzing life and, you know, thinking on a deep level, deep and spiritual level, you know. You just see the superficial muscular. So your mind is a muscle too. I guess you gotta exercise the mind as well too.
We're listening to Julian Gibson Sarrett, who's joining us from West Palm Beach, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Julian.
Where's all the leaders come out of hiding? Where's all the teachers? We need you now.
This is Mike Love, Leaders. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with Julian Gibson Sarrett, a poet and also co-owner of Superfit Gym in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I very much appreciate how you and your partner, Yvonne, yes, are so authentic, and that even with your Superfit Gym in West Palm Beach, Florida, that you publicly advocate not only the plant-based eating, but also veganism.
Yes.
Really powerful vegan activists. Thank you.
Yeah, we think it's very important to spread word. You know, give people the information. Let them know that you can thrive without exploiting the, you know, other sentient beings. I mean, you can live off the earth and thrive and be very healthy. And also, at the same time, help save the planet. You know, there's so many other benefits. It has that domino effect. I mean, you know, people are saying, I wish there's something I could do. And I said, there is. Start with your plate. You know, start right there. There is something you can do. I know you feel like you're just one person and you can't do much to save. It's such a big problem. But start with your plate and spread the word and live by example. You know, if people see you thriving and you're a person who pretty much advocates for a plant-based diet and exercising the body, because the entire neurological muscular system was designed for locomotion, to move it, then, you know, you'll find that, you know, your life, everything improves. Health improves, your mindset improves. It transcends into every area of your life, your relationships with other people, with other sentient beings on the planet. You know, you start to become a little more aware of, you know, how you are presenting yourself in this world. And I feel like it just makes you an all-around better person, you know?
Yes. And speaking of that, I would also love to hear your poem, Dear Yvonne.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. you know, it's one of those poems, you know, I thought twice about putting it in there. And then, you know, Yvonne's like, yes, put it in. because it's such a personal poem. And it speaks a lot to, you know, how really and truly we, as a person who is like pretty much at the intersection here. I am an immigrant, you know, I've been here for what, 40 years now, but I'm an immigrant. Most people might even consider queer. you know, I'm in the middle of that intersection. I'm black, I'm mixed, you know. So I'm in that intersection where lifetimes can be challenging, just being out there amongst other people and having to relate to other humans. So let me start this poem. It's called Dear Yvonne. Dear Yvonne, I am about to head out into the world today, but I am not sure if I will make it back home alive. I need you to know right now how much I love you, that you have my heart, and that you nourish my soul. I cannot aptly express to you how deeply disturbed it makes me feel when I see the concern in your eyes as I leave you for the day. perhaps you think that this may be the last, very last moment our eyes meet, our lips touch, our heart, or my heart beats. Through no fault of mine, due to the shade of my skin, I am at high risk, approached with suspicion first, even though the foundation of my being is good intention. Our love gives me the strength to take that first step out into the world today, to provide for my family, motivated, determined to make it back home to you alive. Yeah, it gets you a little emotional when I recite it. So I might flubber a little bit with it, but that's a tough one.
Thank you, Julian, and also thank you, Yvonne. And Julian, there's another poem that you have in here. Oh boy, I'm looking for it. I didn't have that one marked, but when you mentioned about this reality of relating to ourselves and other beings, not as separate selves.
It's silhouette. I'll tell you something, okay? This poem probably has the most meaning to me. I mean, this is one of the poems probably that started it all, why I said I was going to write this book, Silhouette. Sometimes it goes over people's heads, but what I'm saying is we are one. What affects one affects us all. You know, we can't be sitting here thinking, oh, it's happening to them, so they shouldn't be concerned about it. No, it's not just happening to them over there. What's happened to them is affecting us as well, too. So as soon as we understand that and realize that, I think we'd have a much better world, a much better planet, because everyone's going to want to, you know, be there helpful, be of assistance to people who are in need. You know, we need to be better human beings. Would you like me to recite Silhouette?
Yes.
Okay. The evening peeks back at me as I linger in the window staring outward. A lonely silhouette, a mournful reminder of where I am not. To escape this prison, I dare not dream, fearful of distress, dissatisfaction over where I cannot be. You beckon to me from afar, taunting me with rewards and promises, if only. Memories of you, of us, drape lovingly across my shoulders, and I snuggle into their warmth, never wanting to forget, reliving each delicate moment. Yet I shiver. It's a familiar nervousness and agitation of sensibilities. As the light within dims, then withdraws, I am absorbed, found, my silhouette erased.
Beautiful. Thank you, Julian. And I have to say, it was really touching for me to read that. And it reminded me of something I read years ago. And it was a story about a man who was a pig farmer. Mm-hmm. Organic, small family farm, regenerative, all of that stuff. And he went out into the field one day, and he had a spiritual experience. I'll describe it as a spiritual experience, that looking at the pig, suddenly he just saw brilliant light, like either a white or a golden light, that the pigs became light, and that light then encompassed him and the pigs, and there was no separation. And then suddenly he had the realization, like what you just said, we are one. And he had to stop. He said he can no longer exploit and harm other beings and have this sense of human superiority and actions. And he stopped pig farming. He transformed into a vegan. It was nice to have that memory of oneness.
Yes. Yeah. We're one. I mean, you know, we're tired. We're tired of the war, the endless fighting back and forth. It's so unnecessary, you know. So we're at a point now where a lot of folks don't have enough. Very few folks have too much, and they don't want to share it. You know, that's my observation. To me, there's enough resources for everyone, every sentient being, every human being, non-human. There's more than enough for everyone. but not nearly enough for one greedy person. And that, in a nutshell, is where we are, where we are right now.
Yeah, it's a crazy mm-hmm. paradigm we're in with multi-billionaires, and the destruction that they're involved in is so unfair. And then when we think of a vegan paradigm, a vegan world, it would be based on fairness. Even all the other non-human animals too, they understand fairness. So I really believe that the transformation into a vegan paradigm on this planet is going to have huge impacts in creating peace and justice, harmony and abundance. So thank you, Julian.
I agree with that. That's an important statement. I agree 100%.
What additional messages do you have for our listeners and your contact info?
First of all, let me start out with the contact info. Really easy to find. www.superfitvegan.com, Superfit Gym, West Palm Beach. And then, of course, we do have the Instagram. Superfit Gym WPB, West Palm Beach. The last thing that I would like to say is that we have to be critical thinkers. We have to stop taking what someone's saying to us at just face value and not actually debating. To me, everything is open for debate. If it is sound, it will hold up to the debate. And to me, veganism holds up to every question asked about it and questioning whether it is a viable way to live. It holds up to every debate. So keep an open mind, you know, listen to all the information, be critical in your thinking, debate everything, and you'll come to find that we are on the right side, meaning vegans and veganism is on the right side of history. And I personally think that it could lead to world peace if everyone adopted a vegan lifestyle. I absolutely believe that. Yes.
And I think that you, Julian, and also your beautiful partner, Yvonne, are very, very powerful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm hoping also to get the book out there. I want to make another note that every single penny that's raised from the sale of the book will be donated to worthy causes. And that to me is micro sanctuaries, which are kind of struggling right now because, you know, a lot of grant money has dried up. The book is available on all the platforms.
Well, this has been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, I have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
Mom, thank you for all that you do. And thank you for persevering, because I know you're persevering. I think that's a very, very good word to use with you. Thank you for persevering and being such a guiding light and a beacon. Because, I mean, you're bringing a lot of hope to people, okay? And we really appreciate you.
Thank you, Julian.
Very good.
Could you repeat the name of the website again?
Superfitvegan.com.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. And special thanks to Julian Gibson Sarrett and his wife, Yvonne Gibson Sarrett. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Molly wishing you a beautiful, peaceful, lovely day. Many thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Much thanks to the vegan musicians Mike Love, we heard his song Leaders, and for Carlos Garcia, founder of Monkeys with Drums, for this song It's Okay to Love Me, and for Julian Marlon Gibson Sarrett for sharing his poetry in his book This Thing Called Love. Also, much thanks to vegan musician Will Tuttle for his song Turkey Song from his album Animal Songs. The trillions of dollars spent on militaries and war could be spent on harmonious endeavors in a vegan world. Remember, in terms of time, seconds, 1 million
is 12 days. 1 billion is 32 years. 1 trillion is 32,000 years. And great thanks to all the vegan activists worldwide. We at Vegan Nation appreciate you. Here's Julia. Create peace. Be vegan.
The thing that I have observed from humans, you know, how we seem to think that we are the top of this hierarchy when we are not at the top of the hierarchy. And in fact, we have to be respectful of all life, all living beings, and their right to live their lives in peace and to raise their families in peace, without having to worry about if they're going to make it through the day, you know? For every form of feathered fowl, packed and stacked, one on top the other, bearing countless eggs and chicks to ultimate death, she will take thousands of us. For every hunted soul blasted from their families, their skins draped, their heads mounted, displayed as your prideful trophies, she will take thousands of us. For every exotic being ripped from their natural homes, their horns, flesh, and secretions falsely branded as desirable elixirs, she will take thousands of us. For every cow, pig, sheep, and goat slaughtered and harvested like crops, disguised then packaged as nutritious while we cite ancestral traditions, she will take thousands of us. For every sentient being made to feel less than, often placed as footholds via some lofty hierarchical ideal, she will take thousands of us. For every destructive moment spent corrupting the sound of foundations upon which sustenance relies, Mother Earth is keeping score, shadowing, saving thousands of others. Yeah.
Julian and Yvonne at dharmabearsrescue.com. That's DHARMABEAR, Dharma Bears Rescue, a micro sanctuary located in Loxahatchee, Florida. Again, thanks to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. You are greatly appreciated. Let's go out with The Lamb Song by Will Tuttle. Peace on Earth.